off last time, we said that it sounds like from that stipler's pshat in the Chazon Ish's din, or in the Tevor Shor's din, is that the way Tzoros HaPesach works is that the ikar is from the bottom, it's from the L'chayayim, and then the top is mashlamit, but the ikar is from the bottom. So that's far when we get back to this time also. Okay, so one of the main challenges in Erev in general is the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara Daf Yud Aleph that we didn't get to so much. The Gemara Daf Yud Aleph says over there, Pischei Shamoi. What's the halacha of Pischei Shamoi? My Pischei Shamoi. It's machlokes in the Gemara. So it's less than Shkufi. Kabbalah Rashi says, what's Pischei Shamoi? Mezuzah Shenechlitzu Avanei Mikan Rikan, Evan Yoitzes Veven Nechneses, Vein Zutzuas Pesach. So Rashi says, Pischei Shamoi is when the side is bumpy. Goes back and forth, the shtickle. So, okay. So, L'maisa, the Gemara seems to pass like that. Machoik is, and it's not really Gepaskin straight out in Shulchan Aruch, but it is Gepaskin. The same Gemara, Pischei Shamoi, is not Mechuyiv in Mezuzah, and that seems like we do Paskin in Hilchos Mezuzah. And it's not clear here, 100%, if we Paskin that din. But it's not, Shulchan Aruch doesn't have a sif about it, but it seems like the Paiskim go with it. But, there's a machlekes. There's another teich in Pesach Shemai besides Rashi. So Ritva says Pesach Shemai means it's an opening in the wall, but it doesn't have a tzuras of Pesach. It doesn't have a lechayim and a mashkif. So according to the Ritva, there's no makar for a jaggedy lechi. Why is this negev? Because any shailas that you have with lechayim, well, if it's going to be straight, is that going to be a psul? Like someone told me in the hotel that they were in Pesach. So the way they made their Erev is that they didn't want to put the string, the kira, over the palm tree. So they took the tree and they attached like a little piece of wood to the side of the tree, high up, and then put the kira on the piece of wood. So now the piece of wood is, the embankment is way off the ground. So obviously they were trying to make that the whole tree is the lechi, but the lechi goes straight and then goes out with this little thing, and the what's it called is only on top of the wood. It's not on top of the tree, right? So even if it,
is that such a case?
No,
with the poles, the
telephone poles. Is it neither? No. So what we do is you attach the telephone, but then the wire is going goes on top from it's from the ground. So that's your whole lechi. So Pischei Shamoi is very negeh. A lot of times, also if it's bent out, we'll see. Fine. So Kapon in the Beis Meir is a murder.
That was the thing.
So Zizuch will probably want to be soimich, but let's just get into the idea of Pischei Shamoi. So the Nesivus over here has a piece in the back that he explains. There's no such psul Pischei Shamoi on a Tzuras HaPesach. Yeah, I don't care. It goes like this. It's just a Pesach. It looks like a Pesach. So there's a Gemara. What's a Gemara? So he says, no. The Gemara is talking about Hilchos Mezuzah. He says, because Mezuzah is telling the same Pesach, and Mechitza is telling Tzuras HaPesach. It's two different things. There's a Pesach, and there's a Tzuras HaPesach. It's a Vehoraya. A Tzuras HaPesach is not a Pesach. If a Tzuras HaPesach would be a Pesach, then you should be Chaim Mezuzah. And you're chayv b'sharecha, right? B'shari Arir is also chayv. So every time you walk into a Tzuras HaPesach, there should be a mezuzah there. To which the Chazon Ish says, "En chanami," but I might say they'll get damaged, so we don't put them up. It's in the rain, but fine. But the Nesivus wants to bring a raya from there. That's a Tzuras HaPesach, not a Pesach. So how do you know if something's a Tzuras HaPesach or a Pesach? So it says if the wall and so Mimela says like this. And he answers a bunch of steers in the Sugya Menachos versus the Sugya. But he basically says that in a Pesach, when you have jaggedy edges, it's not a Pesach. It's not a Pesach. So Memela, in Hilchos Mezuzah, it's Taka Pas, it's Taka, the Taz, Paskins, it's not going to be good, and it's not good. Fine, the Taz. But the Taz Alain Paskins, that if you have a wall, and you have every other brick sticking out of the wall, like sometimes you didn't finish the wall, so you have the bricks, every other half a brick, and if they're within love of each other, you could put a kara on top of that, and it's good. So he says, it's a seer in the Taz. The Taz Paskins, that would be not chayv and mezuzah. So he says it's not a Pesach, but it is a Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach just has to create an opening that you're coming in. We want to know if it's a Pesach Mamish. Normally we think Svar Safuchas probably, right? You think that it's easier, that's a Pesach, it's far to Pesach because it's used as such. But to make a Tzuras HaPesach, it has to look like it more. He's saying, Faker. He's saying, it just has to look like something. But a real Pesach is not. Mezuzah needs more, and Mezuzah needs real Pesach. So that's Pesach Shema is not a real Pesach. Tzuras HaPesach appears like it. It's good enough.
Huh?
Something like that. Maybe to divide places, but it's not.
So,
no. It doesn't help for Mezuzah.
But does also need
no, it needs Pesach. So Mele says, so Mimela, on a Tzuras HaPesach, you could be bumpy. I don't care. I, the Gemara, says the Gemara Menachas, very nice, but there's also Gemara in Erevin. Why don't that one? So he says, that's talking about that the Kaisel was more than 4 amas wide. Since the Kaisel was more than 4 amas wide, you can't use it as a Lechi. So Mele, the only way would have been Mater if it would have been a Pesach, a real Pesach, not a Tzuras HaPesach. And on that, the Gemara passed. But if the koisel would have been less than 4 amas wide, you could have used it as a lechi. Now it's the nesivus we said last week that a koisel less than 4 amas wide, you could use it as a lechi. So mele, you could have used that as a lechi, and it wouldn't have passed. And he has another ayah. Says because the Gemara said that he made a tzuras out of zemiris. What are zemiris? Vines, right? So the vines are all bumpy. So how do you? If a vine starts, you can use bumpy stuff for a tzuras pesach. Huh? On the top. So from that Gemara is Gishparat one of two things. Either there's no psul of Shammai on the top, or that level of going in and out is not called Shammai. Because it says before that Zmiris is kosher for a Kaira. So either there's no psul Kaira on the top, or you have to that little going in is not a riot.
Not like
what?
Not like him.
Not like if you go not like him. Fine. So Akoponus, so the Nesivis is the grace of Kula. That anytime the lechi is not going to be straight, it's going to go in and out, and it seems like the taz goes like that. Mishnah Berurah brings the taz.
Doesn't Mishnah say that it's by curve?
Sorry, by stomach curve.
Look
okay.
Like
straight. But if it's that way.
Fine.
Oh, the Gemara is talking about Akula. No, the Gemara is trying to figure out the shear there. So I'm talking about.
No.
I'll call me which it's out, no? First of all, Kura is not a Tzuras HaPesach. Kura is a different idea. I don't know if it's can shtal too. Mishnah Berurah Shin Samach Gimel Kuf Yud Gimel brings down the Taz. What then? Kishi Yotze Me'akos HaChifufim Pachis, pachis, mishleisha tovachim. Ad pachis, mishleisha tovachim. Some machlarts. Yesh lis machalei merav Shabbos. L'shem kanim shel tzuras haPesach. He doesn't seem to have a problem of shamay. Uvach yem gulum l'mal atachas hachevel. Has to be under the hachevel. So in the bottom, he says tzuras Shabbos. He doesn't make a mention. V'yesh machmirim bechifufum keilu. She'enam asuim. So yesh machmirim. But there's a shartzian earlier that Taka seems to passel. He brings both des. The Taz doesn't seem to passel pesach shamay. And the Tosfos Shabbos and the Prima Gadim seems to yes passel Pesach Shamay. And before the Shartzian earlier in the Simon seems to go Kipshuto that there is a problem of Shamay on this. Okay. On a Tosfos Pesach, on the Lechayim of a Tosfos Pesach. He says here, what's he going on, Taga? He's going on. Avonim, Hayotzim min Hakoisel, Muvdolin, Zumuzu, Pachs, Mishosha, Tvachim, Havi Lechi. So on the bottom he says, is that good enough for Tzuras HaPesach? Kasim Mishpat says of that it does, that no, for Tzuras HaPesach, Tafkal in Yelechi, Avalolim, Mahani, Lechiaim, Kailul, in Tzuras HaPesach. So Tzuras HaPesach works. Okay. So that would be the Shaila if the Tzuras HaPesach on the side, Komine Shailas on this. So it goes in and out with Lovud. You have even Lovud. So they bring down some are machmer on any lavud. In other words, according to this, we have this actually. Erev Shabbos, one of the things that was fixed 2 weeks ago, Erev Shabbos. So I noticed then that basically, if the lechi broke, and the string, they had to do something. So it took two pieces of wood and attached them. So if they're mamash touching, so that's not a problem. But if there's a space between within lavud, so you can't make a lech with lavud. Problem with Shammai, according to this. So you can't make 10 tefachim of a lechi with lavud like that. Because.
They're on top of each other, two pieces with a space in between?
Yeah.
So they're not going to be exact.
If they're touching, so then it's one piece. No, it was a plank of wood under the on the telephone pole, and you have a car on top. You have a plank of wood here, and then a few inches up, you have the second one. So you're making a lechi, but the lechi goes in and out, so it's shamay. Because he's saying even either that's the Taz's case. The Taz is the bricks in and out, and he's within love of each other. Mishnah Berurah says that the Taz is talking about that the within love. The lava doesn't take away the shamaykite of it.
Even this, it would be like overlapping like this. It would also be the
same. I don't know about that. This is a little harder that case. It goes in, out, and in, out. You're saying if it's attached but it's bent. That's a little different. Everyone brings down from Rabaran. Rabaran held that there's no problem with bent lachis.
He didn't hold the problem
for shamaykite. He held there's no problem. He held that this is... He was pretty make all of these things in general. It doesn't say it anywhere, so you're dreaming stuff up, basically. He didn't like that. I don't, it sounds like, from the stories that I'm reading. It sounds like
he...
Yeah, he was a hand and showed all these
pictures.
Right, he kept on saying that...
The halach was not innocent until proven guilty.
Sounds like... I mean, yeah. So, but that...
Is talking about the brick on top and brick on bottom, or he's talking about the back brick?
He's talking about every other.
I'm saying, but which ones within love? The every other are within love of each
other? Yeah.
One in the back is within love of each
other. No. They're all within love of each other. It's within. There's no break of love of it. It's still calling it Shammai. So it'll come out that any break is Shammai. It sounds like it needs to be nicker that it's two pieces. Or like that there's a separation. I don't know if you would say it. But on telephone wires, telephone poles, a lot of times in the gap because there's a lot of times there's stuff in the way. So you come to a telephone pole that has 100 other wires there. So you want to go straight up, but you have to like cut the lechi and then continue it after that. So it could be that, I mean, we're saying it's not like for sure no good. It's for sure not good. I mean, but you have that Yishmachmir and Lachar on this. Alright. So that's Legabe, but a slight curve was not going to be a problem. Okay. What about a Gishmaka Indian of a problem on the top? Similar to what you're saying on the Kura. What about the kura if it sags? What kura that sags? Especially you use electric wires, so a lot of times that's going to be the metzias. So what's the story with that? So the first shaila is this shamai. It's not straight. That's the first shaila. So there is a raya that we have shamai on a kura because there's a rikveger, the there's a shmooze. What happens if you have one high, one low? The kurs. The lechi, the chayam themselves, one is high, one is low. So the Magen Avraham talks about it, and the Magen Avraham says, from the Re'aim, find it now.
The kurs also like that?
The kurs are like that, yeah. So he says, did I find it? There's a lashon basically that it's a problem, and Rabbi Kiveger over there in the Gilyan on the side, let's find the place, says his lashon is because of Shammai, because the lechi is Shammai. So there will be a raya that there's a problem, the kur is Shammai. So it will be a problem that there's a problem.
What's the pshah? I'm saying, isn't the whole part of Shammai is that you're not saying love?
No, Shammai is any disformed, what's it called? Here it is. Any disformed tzura.
I'm saying it's uneven.
So what's it going on? So Rabbi Kiveger is going on, Ma'u tzuras ha-pesach, konimikan, then it's shintamach beis, v'kon agabeim, afil einu nageabahen, el sheish b'neim kama amos. So he's going on the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, it doesn't have to touch. So he says it doesn't have to touch. Umitam d'amin a good asik. Va'akonim oylem arachevel. Umitam zeh, avil konechad gavoya, v'konechad namuch, lo'yhava kepischei shamoi, b'roishoi echad l'shamayim, v'roishoi echad l'aretz, d'amin d'akonah namuch oyle ad l'mala. Ufi zeh, im achevel atzmoy meshupahar, behava kepischei shamoi. Tzorchin l'dina. So in other words, he says if the two cars are like this, it doesn't matter. If the two lechayim are like one higher, one lower, it doesn't matter because if the lech is higher, so you're saying good asik on the two. Anyway, so now they're even. But if the car itself is slanted, so now the mishabura lemaisa is makel on this shayla. Mishabura is not machmer. He says it's okay, but then he says in the bottom, if it is im munach b'shipua harbe. I'm bechudush or bekivayger. I'm stopping in munach b'shipua. V'im roish ha'ech munach agav bekana gavoy v'roish shenetam. I thought he has a lashon here. Maybe on the top. Let's see. He says afilu echad gavoy mechaver habi v'kana elyon munach b'shipua. So the thumb of the mishabura is his matarit. And Rabbi Kiviger, he brings his masupik.
What if something else is making a fan? Like
okay,
branch?
So we'll see. Okay. So there seems to be, yes, a problem of Shamoy on this, but it could be, what about a sagging? So L'chora, for it to be Shamoy, it has to be that sagging is not the tzura of a Pesach. If it's the tzura of a Pesach, it's not Shamoy. That's okay. So the question is, can you have a doorway that the tzura of it is this way, is rounded? If it can be rounded up, it can be rounded down also. It's called the Tzurzan Fi Straight. So Chora, what about the Gemara, the Raya of Kippa? The Gemara by Kippa, if you have Kippa, and the Gemara says that Machlok is Mer L'Chachamim, Roy L'Chokik, but okay, L'Chokik is for L'Chokik, but the Maisa, it's arched, seems to be okay. But the Chora, it's a Raya for Kit, right? Because the Gemara says that it only works according to the Mandamra that ain't Tzarech Liga. So, if it only works in the mandamar that ain't tzarech liga, so that means kipshutu, what are you using? It's a tame of the Gemara. The Gemara wants to say, do the size have to touch the top or not? This is a geshmaka shtickle. I gotta use the iron shlim as the haggah on this for this the word I'm about to say. So he says like so. The Gemara says that if you have. An opening like this, so Toshma, Tzarech Liga or Ain't Tzarech Liga? Do the sides have to touch the top? Rabbi Kiviger says it doesn't because of good asik. Interesting good asik over there, but fine. So the Gemara says Toshma from Kippa, the whole Toshma of Kippa. So the wooden Kippa, but round is okay. It's touching it. But what's the Ain't Tzarech Liga over here? So the Ritva says no, because you can't use the round. You have to use the choikikin that you don't see yet, and the choikikin of the flat is only on top, and that's taka not touching. So for keret, it's a raya for keret that taka round is a problem. So that would be a raya. The round is a problem, and it'll be a problem. What would be the shear of round if it's a problem? So the maral over there on maral miprag says befer shtrit tvachim. I saw the Tikkun Erev, the Sefer Tikkun Erev brings down the morale, so that's why I got to it. I'm in circles. But he says, he brings it on the halacha three tefach. The problem is that there's a Rambam. The Rambam says that if you have 10 tefachim of straight, and then you have a straight kippah like this, so the Rambam says that's chayv ben zuzah. So, meaning not a tzchoik again, it's no choik again. It's just an arch. So the Rambam says that you're chayv. So the Mefarshim ask on the Rambam from this Gemara. Because the Gemara says that it's a raya that ain't tzarech liga. If you could use the rounded part to make your pesach or your tzurus pesach, so then, what's it's touching? Then what's the ain't tzarech liga? Kashas klar?
Yeah,
the sivus maybe is better because maybe it's not a tzurus pesach, only a pesach the other way around. I was wondering, yeah, maybe.
I don't know if you could do it
that way. But this is a kashas the Velt asks in the Rambam. So the maral. In the Gur Aryeh says a pshat over here, and then I found afterwards that Avni Nezer maybe said, but I couldn't get a clue from Avni Nezer, but he says it almost beferish. It's an unbelievable pshat, gavaldik pshat, and that gets back to the ones we said last week. What's the shaila? Tzarech liga or ain't tzarech liga? What's the shaila? Shaila is, do you say good asik on the sides or not? I mean, what's the shayla? It's taka funny gurasa because it's not really a taras mechitza unless you say what we said last week. It's proving a taras mechitza over here enough to say gurasa. So fine. So then you have taras mechitza over here. So then what's the shayla? Tzarach liga or ain't tzarach liga? So the shayla is like this. It's not a shayla gurasa. You can say the gurasa technically. The shayla is it's a shayla in the etzem taras pesach. Is the lumdus of Tzoras HaPesach that to have the Tzoras HaPesach you need all three components? What makes the Tzoras HaPesach is the sides with the top. So Mele, you created the sides, you made the top, now you see the Pesach. So Tzorach Liga. Good Asik is more. He also holds that the lumdus of Good Asik is not the problem. The problem is it's not a Tzoras HaPesach. The other Mandamar holds that Tzorach Liga because it ain't Tzorach Liga because the Ikar of the Pesach is being made by the L'chayim. The L'chaim are already soysim, like we said, they're soysim in the Ruach. They're creating already a Teres Mechitza here, so we see the Teres of Pesach mitzad the sides. The top is just closing it off. It's just extra credit. It's not the Iker point. So Memela, it's not what's creating the Pesach. It's just that it can't go forever. It has to be that you're going coming in underneath something. But with the Iker Pesach is being created from the sides. So Memela's like the Maral, if you need all three components, so then it's Mestaber that if it's rounded, it won't work. So, but if round works, then it's guvarai in tzarach liga, because it means I don't care. I'm not using the top to make the pesach. I just can make the pesach with the sides. So mele, that alone that we're using the rounded part is a rai that ain't tzarach liga and lumdus, because I could use the sides to make it. I don't need the top to create the thing. that's guf of the pshat in the gemara.
But for a final product, you're gonna always need click.
No. The Gemara was bringing Chaykin, but the Rambam holds Lamaisa on an arch is also good. The Gemara's Raya was in Lomdus, and nothing to do with the case. Why do you have Chaykin? The Gemara's case of Chaykin because you didn't have a Shir Yud. But if you have 10 straight and then plus an arch, it's Chayiv. Nothing to do with Chaykin. So, Mamela Fakirgar. Now, according to this Pshat on the Gemara, which is the Rambam, and the Meshachorach Paskin is like the Rambam, so then it would come out Mefurish that round is not a Shter to the source of Pesach. And if round is not a Shter to the source of Pesach, it's not going to make Shama either. Taka, a door like this is not normal. That's taka not normal.
So
only here you have it outside. Well,
so the whole door is in a kimta where it's pachas miyuda.
That's the Rambam learns Gemara, but fairish like that. Yeah. You need the chaykin to create the shear. So memela punk vaker. According to this pshat of the Gemara, comes out round as gufa yes a pesach. It's good enough for it's a pesach. And memela
going down.
Mila l'chayr, that means you could mechalek because the round part underneath it maybe is not considered over the lechayim. As maybe the whole thing is considered over the lechi when it's this way. This way it's not over the lechi. Maybe it's pramoshtikol shuspesik min atzad. It's like down. It's like in the lechi. But kipshutay, it should be a raya that it's not going to be shamay and it should work. So. Memela, it shouldn't be a problem. So that L'chayr should come out according to the way we paskin, like the Rambam, that L'chayr around Be'etzim, sagging mitzad atzma is not a problem. It's Gishmak Ishtikl. And it works very nicely with this thing that the two things on the sides are the Iker. So I found now L'maisa, another Meridic Araya to the concept of two things on the side. Okay, well, to remind me to get back to that. But there is a Chazon Ish, you said. Chazon Ish holds, though, that if by sagging, it's not tight, and the wind could blow it, and if the wind blows it, it will blow it out from between the lechayim. So then, it's called a kaira that the ruach is not oimid beruach. The Gemara says that it has to be a kaira that the ruach is not going to blow it off. So the machzashak is medayik, that it's only a problem if the ruach is going to blow it off. But the ruach is just going to be moving it, it's okay. But if the ruach will blow it off, it smells like the Chazon Ish. What's called blowing it off? If it's going to blow it, ba'ifin, it's going to go from not between the lechis anymore. So then it's a bittel to the shame. That means the ruach is a koyach to mevatel the shame to us a pesach. So if it's sagging long three, if it's sagging enough that
that's a problem.
I wouldn't be akum.
Right.
Huh?
I wouldn't just buy akum.
I don't know if that works for us a pesach. You saying it works for a koyach? If it's gonna blow it, but if then it's not gonna be between the lechis, so then I hear what you're saying, but I guess for tzuzah, I don't think for tzuzah pesach is good. So then it would be a problem.
Not to be a bittul in the kol b'chol.
I'm saying you're pushing the whole entire thing. It's not an
akram. They're saying that what's the difference if you put it straight like this? I don't think that works either. I think for a kara on a malva it works. I don't think it's just pesach works. So the shaila is, what about if the wind blows the l'chayayim? So l'chayayim is a mechitza. Mechitza sharach moves it as a problem. This is a gewaldiger Scherzien, and it's cut in the Alf. Since I'm going to cut in the Alf, Scherzien has this Shaila, and Scherzien says like this. He says, if the bottom 10 of the Lechi is attached, just its wind is blowing the top, so he says, by a Mavo, it's fine, because you have 10, you have 10 down here, it's fine. That's fine. But if you do that for a Tzusha Pesach, right? So he says, Then I'm not sure it's going to be good. Oh, so then he says, well, no, but he says, but the wind.
The top is good. It's screwed on. So what do we care about? What's on top? Then you have the care.
No, so he says like this. He says, rock. Begoyve lamala misnanim im akonish al gabein gam kin lomani din isbatal men shem tursa pesach rak yesham shem l'chayayim b'vad, because it's mevatal the whole concept of the tursa pesach, because the tursa pesach we mamshich to the top. He says omnom according to the machzah shekel that says to bekonish al gabein ain lahakvirim misnanei, it doesn't pass. That's the machzah shekel we spoke out, that we don't care about that, so it doesn't pass the kaira. Ra actually not to Lagamri. So if the wind will pass all the Kaira, so you know you lost all Tzuzba, but it doesn't pass all the Kaira, so you have a Kaira and you have the bottom 10. Umashala Khayim is Nan Lamala Dal Lahu Kiilu Aina Igam ki miskasha idea kane shalmailo. The Mahani a few rocha kamamas. Oh. Fine. Then he says
the end of the takana is staying in place though?
Everything, the top, the 10 aren't moving, and everything else is moving.
So what's good at? It's like,
Dal, you got the rest of the
top.
How's it connected to the bottom?
I thought the case was where the ends were still connected.
You have a pole, the bottom 10 is not stationed, and the wind is blowing the top. So he says, take away the... So it's not a taras mechitza, but the koyer is not going to be blown out from under the width of the thing. That's what you're calling it? That's what you mean?
No, he's saying, he's reckoning it's like billowing out.
So no, it's still taut. Yeah. It's tight. It's just the whole thing is moving.
So where's the Kaira Shal Gabe?
He's saying it's gonna move further. He's saying Kilo, take care of those 10. Now down the Kaira, and the wind blowing the Kaira is not gonna be a problem. The Chazanish will hold it's a problem because it's moving it from underneath the L'chaim. He's not going with that problem.
So the case of the Kaira moving means that the entire Kaira is
the wind, he says Kilo, it's pretend like it's in midair. So the l'chayim has it in mechitza. So he says, but I don't care because the bottom 10 are stationary. The middle delete, and now you have a 10 and a lechi, and it's okay. But he says, what happens if the opening is 12 and your kohar is only 10? So if your kohar is only 10 amis, if you take away the thing, it's going to be a tzosa pesach min atzad. It's not going to be over the lechis. So that wouldn't be good. Means he has a case. The Mefurish and the Mishnah Berurah. Then he has a case that your lechi could bend one amma in, and it's still good. So if you're not coming onto good asik, it's very gishmak. So your lechi straight, it's okay, even if it's bending. So it means his shear was that if your opening was 12 ammas and the kohen is 10, so it means it's a Mefurish and Mishnah Berurah that your lechi could bend in one amma in, and it's still not called shamoy. So it's Gishmaka Raya.
Over what distance?
But he says, if the wind is blowing that, then you would have a problem. Because then you can't say Dal Malchi. Now you're coming to Good Asik. That's the Good Asik, it's too short.
Over what? By Tel, yeah.